our expectations are that President Zuma puts human rights on the agenda. We were disappointed in previous meetings that he apparently didn't do this, and he's in a position to do so. He has to sit down with the Libyan leader and say, we are concerned about massive disappearances. We are concerned about indiscriminate attacks against your own people, and we are concerned about accountability, looking, investigating, and punishing the Libyan senior officials who are violating the law. And these are the things that we think are the message of the international community. They're the message that should come from today's meeting.
Do you think the international community, including the African Union and the Arab League, have done enough to push forward human rights issues to ensure that the human rights is respected by the Gaddafi administration?
In our opinion, there needs to be much more. What's critical here is that this is an international consensus about the human rights violations against the Libyan people. This is not a Western view. This is not an outsider, non-Arab, non-African view about human rights violations. So that's why the message coming from the AU, coming from President Zuma today, is so critically important, so that Gaddafi realizes, look, I've gone too far in abusing the rights of my own citizens here, and it's not just the view of London, Paris, or Washington, but it's the view from all around, all corners of the world.
How is the Human Rights Watch going to pressure the Gaddafi administration to respect human rights?
Well, unfortunately, applying pressure on someone like Muammar Gaddafi is not easy. I mean, we have now the International Criminal Court investigating him. He's been expelled from UN bodies like the Human Rights Council. And of course, there's now a NATO military campaign. All of this has not stopped him from abusing the rights of his citizens. So our job as a human rights organization is to document these violations and to stay at it, because it will take time, but we do believe there will be accountability. We do believe that all of the perpetrators of violations, and I also mean the rebels, very strongly pointing the finger at the opposition forces in Libya, they are also accountable before the law, that all of the players and actors, including NATO, they will be held accountable for violations that they commit.
What is Human Rights Watch's message to Libyans as Gaddafi meets with Jacob Zuma today, Monday?
Well, to Libyans as a whole, our message is that we hope this crisis you are enduring leads to better days, leads to days of more peace and a constitutional, democratic Libya where your human rights are respected. It will not be easy. I'm nervous, frankly speaking, on where this conflict is going and the violence that can continue.